From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Greece Tuesday, bringing to Europe much-sought assurances about the U.S. commitment to NATO. Before leaving the United States, President Obama said that President-elect Trump told him he intends to maintain America's core strategic relationships. Athens is the first stop on President Obama's last foreign trip. He spoke to reporters in a joint press conference with Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras.
In order to make reforms sustainable, the Greek economy needs the space to return to growth and start creating jobs again. We cannot simply look to austerity as a strategy, and it is incredibly important that the Greek people see improvements in their daily lives.
You can read more on the president's trip at voanews.com. An Egyptian appeals court has overturned a death sentence handed down against the ousted Islamist president Mohamed Morsi in one of four trials since his 2013 overthrow, according to a judicial official. The Court of Cassation ordered that Morsi be retried on the charges of taking part in prison breaks and violence against policemen during the 2011 uprising. 14 million people in northeast Nigeria urgently need humanitarian assistance, and 75,000 children are at risk of dying in a few months. That's according to a United Nations warning Tuesday. Boko Haram jihadists have laid waste to the country's northeast since taking up arms against the government in 2009. Italy's Coast Guard said Tuesday that 15 people had been rescued from a sinking rubber dinghy off Libya. They are triggering fears that dozens more may have drowned. This is VOA News.